For nearly 12 years, refugees from Sudan's Blue Nile state have been grappling with harsh living conditions, little food, and scarce medical services at a refugee camp in the state. 36-year-old Sally Erfa, a father of 10 children who lives at Batil refugee camp in Maban County, says the current fighting between Sudanese armed forces and the rapid support forces should end so that refugees can return home.
We ask for peace. We raise our hand. We need peace. We ask youth, because youth, they are the one dying, and politicians, now they are not there on the field. We are the one suffering with our young children within the borders of Egypt, Ethiopia, Sudan, and other countries. Now Sudanese are just suffering there without food, without water, without medicine. We die for nothing.
Adao Akim, another Sudanese refugee who shelters at the Kaya refugee camp, says he was happy when a number of Sudanese rebel groups signed the Juba peace agreement, but he lost hope of returning to Sudan when fighting broke out again last year in April.
We don't have any dream that we can go back to Sudan because the capital city is Detroit and other tribalism wars has entered. Now 99% of youth or people in camp, they don't feel like to go to Sudan. They feel like either they can stay or see some other places, even if it is not easy.
42-year-old Molita Kim, chairperson of refugees at Jendrasa refugee camp in Maban County, says the warring parties should silence the guns before the end of Ramadan fasting.
Those who are fighting, we encourage them for these people to call for peace, because the world strike everything in Sudan and also killed many children in Sudan. And because this is the Ramadan, people should return to sit down and discuss what brought this one to agree and make peace for people to return back to Sudan.
Hakim says he cannot forget how he and other refugees walked on foot from Sudan to South Sudan and witnessed many people die from hunger or illness. Several mediation processes have been initiated, including the Jeddah Peace Initiative, brokered by the United States, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and the IGAD Quartet mediation process, as well as mediation efforts by neighboring South Sudan. So far, none of those efforts has been successful. 32-year-old Intisar Alim, a mother of 5 children and a woman representative in Jendrasa camp, says the conflict interrupted her education. She says she constantly worries about her family and other Sudanese trapped in the country. When the conflict started in Sudan, she says it was the time she was going to university. She says the conflict destroyed her education. Now she says she is a married woman. She says she sees herself as if that was her destiny and she does not have any future. She says she thinks a lot, not only about her family, but about the situation of all the Sudanese people. According to the International Organization for Migration, approximately 10.7 million people are displaced as a result of the Sudan conflict, including 9 million internally displaced people. On 16 February, UNHCR reported that over 25 million Sudanese need humanitarian assistance and protection. The report further states that there are shortages of food, water, medicine, and fuel, and some 18 million people in parts of Sudan face acute food insecurity. For VOA News, I am Amer Abramquad, reporting from Bunj, Maban County.